Good morning. My name is Reese Kaufman, and I'm from the United States. I'm very happy to be with you this morning.
Dobré ráno. Volám sa Reese Kaufman. Som zo Spojených štátov amerických. Ja som veľmi rád, že som toto ráno medzi vami.
I work with the organization Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Pracujem pre detskú misiu.
We are a worldwide organization to evangelize boys and girls in all the countries of the world.
Sme celosvetová organizácia, ktorá šíri Božie slovo deťom po celej zemi.
I'm here in your country this week to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the work of CEF in Slovakia.
Na Slovensku som prišiel, aby som oslávil 20. výročie práce detskej misie na Slovensku.
Our organization is 73 years old and we are currently working in 170 countries of the world.
Organizácia sama o sebe má 73 rokov a momentálne pôsobíme v 110 krajinách sveta.
We have a goal within our ministry that by year 2017 to have a work established in every nation of the world.
Máme taký cieľ do roku 2017 pracovať a pôsobiť v každom národe tohto sveta.
God has blessed us in a very special way. Last year we added 12 new nations and so far this year we've added 5 new countries.
Zažívame hojné požehnanie. V uplynulom roku sme pridali
silnej lesť do numbers. 12 new countries last year, 5 new this year so far.
Minulý rok sme pridali 12 krajín a toho roku ešte 5 ďalších.
We believe in the evangelism of boys and girls.
Veríme tomu, že treba evangelizovať dievčatá a chlapcov.
We believe in many places of the world, including the church, children have been neglected.
Veríme, že na mnohých miestach a aj v cirkvi boli deti zanedbávané.
We believe that if you let a child grow up without instruction from the word of God, you miss a great opportunity to lead them to Christ.
Veríme tomu, že ak dieťa vyrastá bez usmernení z Božieho slova, tak sa tým premeškala veľká príležitosť svedčiť mu o Kristovi.
Many places I travel in the world, I find that they've neglected their children and now they are paying the price for having not worked with their children at an early age.
Bol som v mnohých krajinách a videl som, že deti tam boli zanedbávané a teraz sa ukazujú toho dôsledky.
I believe children should be evangelized while they are very young.
Som presvedčený, že deťom by sa malo svedčiť hneď ako sú malé, od skorého veku.
And I'd like to encourage parents that are here this morning, we need to pray for our children.
A chcel by som pozbudiť rodičov, ktorí tu sedia dnes, aby sa modlili za svoje deti.
Many things in life we pray for continuously.
Modlíme sa za mnohé veci v našich životoch.
But there's nothing more important than praying for our children.
Ale nie je nič dôležitejšie ako to modliť sa za naše deti.
And that's the subject I'd like to speak with you on this morning.
A to je téma, o ktorej by som rád hovoril toto ráno.
I'd like to speak to you on the subject of prayer.
Chcel by som hovoriť o modlitbe.
We had a portion of scripture read to us just a few moments ago.
Pred chvíľou sme čítali z Božieho slova.
From the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Zo 14. kapitoly Jánovho evanjelia.
And that was a portion of scripture when the Lord was preparing his disciples for his departure.
A toto bola stať, kde Pán Ježiš pripravoval svojich učeníkov na to, že bude odchádzať.
It was right before he went to the cross.
Bolo to tesne pred tým, ako bol ukrižovaný.
Now I'd like you to imagine with me this morning that he had spent 3 years working with his disciples.
A predstavte si teraz, že 3 roky pracoval so svojimi učeníkmi.
And now he's down to the final hours that he'll be with his disciples.
A teraz sú to posledné hodiny, ktoré trávi so svojimi učeníkmi.
He's actually meeting with them for the last time before he's arrested.
Vlastne sa s nimi stretáva posledný krát pred tým, ako je zatknutý.
And there's a great amount of scripture in the gospels given to these last moments he had with his disciples.
A veľká časť Biblie sa venuje práve týmto chvíľam tesne pred ukrižovaním.
He's sharing with them obviously very important things that he wants them to remember.
Zdieľa sa s nimi o dôležitých veciach a chce, aby si ich pamätali.
He's explaining to them that he's going to go away and he's going to suffer and he's going to die.
Vysvetľuje im, že pôjde preč, že bude trpieť a že zomrie.
He's telling them that he's going away to prepare a place for them.
Hovorí im, že odchádza, aby im pripravil miesto.
He tells them he's going to send the comforter, the Holy Spirit to come and live with them.
Vraví, že im pošle potešiteľa v podobe Ducha Svätého, ktorý bude s nimi.
Those are all things that we're familiar with in this portion of scripture.
To sú všetko veci, s ktorými sme oboznámení v tejto stati.
But do you know that during these last moments with his disciples,
ale viete, že počas týchto posledných chvíľ so svojimi učeníkmi,
there's one thing he said to them seven times.
Jednu vec im povedal 7 krát.
And that was the fact that when he left, they were going to be able to talk to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ.
A to je to, že keď odíde, budú schopní hovoriť s Bohom Otcom cez prostredníctvom neho.
That's the portion of scripture we had read to us this morning.
To sme čítali aj dnes ráno.
He said, "You can ask me for anything in my name and I will do it."
Hovorí, že môžete ma požiadať o čokoľvek v mojom mene a ja to urobím.
What he was announcing to them was a new avenue that we will have to pray to God the Father.
Vysvetľoval im novú cestu, ako sa budeme môcť modliť k Bohu potom, ako odíde.
You see, up until this time, if you wanted to pray to God, you had to go to the priest to offer a prayer for you.
Lebo dovtedy, keď sa niekto chcel modliť, musel prísť za kňazom, aby jeho modlitbu predniesol Bohu.
But he's now saying you can pray in my name and you can speak directly to the Father.
Ale teraz hovorí, môžete sa modliť v mojom mene a hovoriť priamo s mojim Otcom.
Shortly after this time he was arrested, he was taken to court and then eventually to the cross.
Krátko na to bol zatknutý, bol súdený a potom ukrižovaný.
And you remember that when he was hanging on the cross.
A keď visel na kríži.
When it came to the third hour in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
A keď boli 3 hodiny po obede.
Darkness was upon the face of the earth.
Zem bola pokrytá mrakmi, temnotou.
And the Bible records for us in the book of Mark.
A v Markovi čítame,
that when he was hanging on the cross,
že keď visel na kríži,
he cried out with a loud voice,
tak hlasno zakričal,
and he said, "It is finished."
A povedal, je dokonané.
And the Bible records that the veil in the temple was rent from the top to the bottom.
A Biblia hovorí, že opona v chráme sa roztrhla.
Now this veil in the temple was the veil that protected the Holy of Holies.
Táto opona oddelovala svätyňu svätých.
No man would go into the Holy of Holies.
Nikto nevkračoval do tejto svätyne.
Except for the high priest on the Day of Atonement.
Okrem veľkňaza jeden deň v roku.
When the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, he went with great preparation.
A keď tento veľkňaz vstupoval do svätyne, tak musel prejsť veľkou prípravou.
He was consecrated for that occasion.
Bol posvecovaný na túto príležitosť.
His robe that he wore had bells upon it.
Jeho rúcho malo na sebe zvonce.
There was a rope on his ankle.
Na jeho členku bolo lano.
And the reason for this is when he went into the Holy of Holies.
A ten dôvod bol ten, že keď vošiel do svätyne svätých,
if he was not prepared properly,
a nebol dostatočne pripravený,
God would strike him dead.
Boh by ho usmrtil.
Because he was going into the very presence of God.
Lebo prichádzal do Božej prítomnosti.
And God dwelt in the temple.
A tam Boh prebýval.
But now when Christ said it is finished on the cross,
ale keď Ježiš hovorí, že je to dokonané,
the veil was rent from the top to the bottom.
A opona bola roztrhnutá z vrchu nadol.
And common man had access directly into the Holy of Holies.
A bežní ľudia mali prístup do svätyne svätých.
Can you imagine what that must have been like?
Viete si predstaviť, aké to mohlo byť?
At that moment when the veil was rent.
V tom momente, keď sa opona roztrhla.
But what it means for us today is that we have access to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
A pre nás to znamená, že máme prístup k Bohu Otcovi cez Ježiša Krista.
I believe it's very important that we begin to comprehend what this means for each of us.
Musíme si znova uvedomovať, čo to znamená pre každého z nás.
You have access to God.
Ty máš prístup k Bohu.
It's not because you're worthy.
Nie preto, že si toho hoden.
But it's because Jesus Christ is worthy.
Ale preto, že Ježiš Kristus je toho hoden.
And that's why the Lord was telling the disciples, you can go and ask me for anything in my name and I will do it.
Preto Ježiš hovorí svojim učeníkom, že môžete ma prosiť o čokoľvek v mojom mene a ja to urobím.
So we pray our Father who art in heaven, we pray to our Father.
Takže modlíme sa Otče náš, ktorý si v nebesiach.
But we have access to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ale prístup k Bohu máme cez Ježiša Krista.
That is a great privilege of prayer.
To je privilégium modlitby.
If you and I could just grasp the importance of that.
Ak si vy a ja dokážeme uvedomiť dôležitosť tejto veci.
We would begin to appreciate the great privilege we have of seeking things from God our Father.
Budeme si uvedomovať a budeme vďační za to privilegium, ktoré máme.
So much can change in our life, so much can be accomplished through the power that God has given us through prayer.
Strašne veľa vecí sa dá zmeniť v našom živote vďaka sile modlitby v našich životoch.
May I remind you that in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Len vám pripomeniem z Lukáša z 11. kapitoly.
We have a story recorded to us.
Tam je jeden príbeh.
In verse 1 it says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John has taught his disciples.
Píše sa tam, raz sa Ježiš na niektorom mieste modlil, a keď skončil, povedal mu jeden z jeho učeníkov, Pane, nauč nás modliť sa, ako Ján naučil svojich učeníkov.
Now the disciples had observed the Lord Jesus Christ praying.
Učeníci sledovali Ježiša, ako sa modlí.
He was praying, the Bible says, in a certain place.
Biblii čítame, že sa modlil na presne danom mieste.
No doubt it was a place he often prayed.
Niečudo, že to bolo často to isté miesto.
Can you imagine what that must have been like?
Viete si predstaviť, aké to mohlo byť?
The disciples are standing back and they're watching the Lord Jesus Christ pray.
Učeníci stoja opodiaľ a sledujú, ako sa Ježiš Kristus modlí.
The Bible records they waited till he finished.
A v Biblii čítame, že čakali, kým skončí.
They watched him pray.
Sledovali ho, ako sa modlí.
They waited till he finished.
Počkali, kým skončí.
And then they said to him,
a potom mu povedali,
Lord, teach us to pray.
Nauč nás, ako sa modliť.
And the rest of this chapter of Luke, much of it covers his instructions on prayer.
A zvyšok tejto kapitoly vlastne pokrýva Ježišove inštrukcie k tejto téme.
There's a sample of the Lord's Prayer given here, a reduced version of the Lord's Prayer given in the next few verses.
Je tam skrátená verzia modlitby Otče náš.
And then when you come to verse 5,
a keď prídeme k veršu 5,
and all the way down through verse 13,
až po verš 13,
he talks about the importance of repetitive prayer.
Hovorí o dôležitosti a význame opakovanej modlitby.
Let me read verse 5 to you.
Prečítam verš 5.
Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine is on a journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
A potom im povedal, niekto z vás má priateľa, pôjde k nemu o polnoci a povie mu, priateľ, požičaj mi 3 chleby, lebo prišiel ku mne priateľ z cesty a nemám ho čím ponúknuť.
Then the one inside answered, don't bother me, the door is already locked, my children are with me in bed, I can't get up and give you anything.
A on znútra odpovie, neobťažuj ma, dvere sú už zamknuté a deti sú už so mnou v posteli, nemôžem vstať a dať ti.
I tell you though, he will not get up and give him bread because he is a friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
Hovorím vám, keď aj nevstane a nedá mu, pretože je jeho priateľom, vstane a dá mu, čo potrebuje pre jeho neodbytnosť.
He gives a story to his disciples.
Hovorí tento príbeh svojim učeníkom.
And he said the answer to getting prayer answered.
A hovorí, že odpoveď, alebo spôsob, akým dosiahnuť to, aby modlitba bola zodpovedaná,
is the boldness of continuously knocking on the door.
Je tá smelosť a odvaha neustále klopať na dvere.
He explains the need for persistent prayer.
Opakuje význam vytrvalej modlitby.
He goes on and say, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Pokračuje a hovorí, ten, kto prosí, dostane, kto hľadá, ten nájde, a kto klope, tomu bude otvorené.
He says, for everyone that asks receives, for everyone that knocks, the door will be open.
A hovorí, že každý, kto klope, každý, kto sa snaží, pre neho budú dvere otvorené.
Now this was the instruction Jesus gave his disciples when they asked the question on teach us to pray.
Takúto dal Ježiš odpoveď svojim učeníkom, keď sa ho pýtali a žiadali ho, aby ich naučil modliť sa.
We are to have boldness in our prayers.
Mali by sme byť smelí v našich modlitbách.
We are to be persistent in our prayers.
Mali by sme byť vytrvalí.
We are told we can pray day and night.
Čítame, že môžeme sa modliť deň aj noc.
And he goes on to say in the latter part of this chapter that the Lord will answer our prayers.
A neskôr v tejto kapitole hovorí, že Boh zodpovie naše modlitby.
He said you earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to your children.
Hovorí, že vaši pozemskí otcovia vedia, ako dať dobré dary svojim deťom.
How much more will the heavenly Father give good gifts to them that continuously ask, seek and knock?
O čo viac dá Boh Otec dobré dary tým, ktorí sústavne hľadajú a klopú.
Now this is very practical teaching for us this morning.
Toto je praktické učenie aj pre nás toto ráno.
We have this great privilege of access to the Father.
Máme to skvelé privilégium prístupu k Otcovi.
We are invited to come and to knock on his door.
A sme pozvaní, aby sme prišli a klopali na jeho dvere.
We're invited to continuously come and seek his help.
Sme pozývaní k tomu, aby sme sústavne chodili a prosili.
And this brings us to a very important part about prayer.
A toto nás privádza k dôležitej časti o modlitbe.
Most of us understand the theology of prayer.
Mnohí z nás chápu teológiu modlitby.
Most of us believe in prayer.
Mnohí z nás veria modlitbe.
The problem comes in the practice of prayer.
Problém prichádza pri praktizovaní modlitby.
It's not what you believe about prayer that matters, it's what you do about it that matters.
Nezáleží na tom, čomu o modlitbe veríme, ale čo s ňou robíme.
We actually have to go to God in prayer and take our request to him.
Musíme prísť k Bohu s našou požiadavkou a prosiť.
Later in this same Gospel of Luke in the 18th chapter,
neskôr v 18. kapitole Lukášovho evanjelia,
there's another parable that the Lord gave his disciples.
Je tam ďalšie podobenstvo, ktoré Pán hovoril svojim učeníkom.
In the 18th chapter, in the very first verse,
prvý verš 18. kapitoly,
Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them they should always pray and not to give up.
Ježiš hovorí podobenstvo o tom, že by sa mali stále modliť a nikdy neprestať.
They're given a parable that, and it's for us today that we should always pray and not give up.
A toto podobenstvo je tam aj pre nás, hovorí o tom, že by sme vždy mali prosiť a nevzdávať sa.
And then the parable is given to us about the widow.
A je tam podobenstvo o vdove.
And the unjust judge.
A nespravodlivom sudcovi.
The judge is described as one who fears not God nor fears man.
A sudca je opísaný ako ten, čo sa nebojí Boha ani ľudí.
And the widow is one that is helpless, has no one to defend her.
A vdova sa nevie brániť a nie je nikto, kto by jej pomohol.
And she comes to the judge and she seeks justice.
A prichádza za sudcom, aby sa dovolala spravodlivosti.
And she comes to the judge each day and she asks for justice.
Prichádza každý deň a žiada spravodlivosť.
And the Bible says the judge does not care about the widow.
A podobenstvo nám hovorí, že sudcu to netrápi, sudca sa o to nezaujíma.
You remember the judge does not fear God nor does he fear man.
Opakujem, sudca sa nebál ani Boha, ani ľudí.
But the Bible records that the widow kept coming day and after day to the judge asking for justice.
Ale Biblia nám hovorí, že tá vdova chodila deň za dňom stále a hľadala spravodlivosť.
Finally the judge says,
nakoniec sudca hovorí,
I don't care about this widow,
nezaujíma ma táto vdova,
but lest she wear me out,
ale keď ma tak unavuje, alebo okay, go on.
Lest she wear me out with her continued coming,
ale keďže ma unavuje s týmto opakovaným dotazovaním,
I will grant her justice just to get free of her.
Dám jej spravodlivosť, len aby som sa jej zbavil.
And the Bible says,
a Biblia hovorí,
how much more,
o čo viac,
would our heavenly Father
by nebeský Otec
grant the request of those who come day and night knocking on his door.
Vyhovel požiadavke jeho deťom, ktorí prichádzajú každý deň a klopú na jeho dvere.
And this parable comes to conclusion.
A toto podobenstvo má záver, vyvrcholenie.
In the 8th verse,
v 8. verši.
When it says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
A hovorím vám, hneď sa ich zastane, ale či Syn človeka nájde vieru na zemi, keď príde?
What he says in that last verse,
čo hovorí v tom poslednom verši,
when the Lord comes back,
že keď Boh príde naspäť,
will he find anyone that is still consistent and faithful in their prayers?
Nájde ešte niekoho, kto je vytrvalý a stále zostáva na modlitbách?
God has given us this great opportunity to come directly into his presence.
Boh nám daroval túto skvelú príležitosť chodiť priamo k nemu.
We can bring our petitions and our requests before him.
Naše požiadavky a naše túžby môžeme predkladať pred Neho.
The Lord is omnipresent. He's everywhere we go.
Boh je všade prítomný, je všade, kde ideme.
We can speak to God out loud.
Môžeme hovoriť Bohu nahlas.
We can speak to God from our heart.
Môžeme k nemu hovoriť zo srdca, v tichosti.
We can speak to God anywhere we are.
Môžeme k nemu hovoriť kdekoľvek sme.
We can speak to God when we're alone or when we're in a crowd.
Keď sme sami alebo keď sme v dave.
But how much time do you spend talking to God?
Ale koľko času tráviš ty hovorením s Bohom?
Do you bring your needs before the Lord?
Predkladáš svoje potreby Bohu?
Do you pray only when there's a crisis or a problem?
Modlíš sa len, keď je nejaká kríza, keď je problém?
Or do you enjoy fellowship with God, bringing him into the everyday activities of your life?
Alebo si užívaš spoločenstvo s Bohom a pozývaš ho do každého svojho dňa?
Prayer is all about relationship with God.
Modlitba je o vzťahu s Bohom.
God allows us to come into his presence.
Boh nám dovoluje prísť do jeho prítomnosti.
He wants to hear from our hearts.
Chce počuť to, čo je v našich srdciach.
And he wants to be glorified when he answers our prayers.
A chce byť oslavovaný, keď odpovedá naše modlitby.
Nothing will strengthen your faith more than when you recognize God answers to your prayers.
Nič neposilní vašu vieru tak, ako keď rozpoznáte vypočutú modlitbu.
And so many problems of this life can be eliminated when we take our petitions before God.
A mnohé problémy tohto sveta, tohto života môžu byť odstránené, keď ich prinesieme pred Boha.
Does not the Bible say we have not because we've asked not?
Nehovorí náhodou Biblia, že nemáme, lebo sme si nežiadali?
I have learned that God answers prayer daily in my life.
Ja som zistil, že Boh odpovedá na modlitby každodenne v mojom živote.
Especially when I look back over the years.
Zvlášť keď sa pozriem dozadu na roky, ktoré ubehli.
And I see what has happened in my life and in my family and in my church and my business.
A vidím, čo sa udialo v mojom živote, v mojej rodine, v mojej cirkvi, v mojej práci.
And everywhere I look, I see the hand of God.
Všade vidím Božiu ruku.
In response to answered prayer.
V reakciách na modlitby.
And when families get together and pray together,
a keď sa rodiny stretnú a modlia sa,
when the church prays together,
keď sa cirkev spolu modlí,
when parents pray with their children,
keď sa rodičia modlia so svojimi deťmi,
we can see the hand of God working in our lives.
Môžeme vidieť Božiu ruku pracovať v našom živote.
And that strengthens our faith so much.
A to posilňuje našu vieru.
There's a portion of scripture I'd like to read to you from the book of Hebrews.
Ešte by som vám chcel prečítať z listu
Hebrews chapter 4.
Židom 4.
See, the book of Hebrews talks about the new high priest we have, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's gone to the heavens before us.
List Židom hovorí o novom veľkňazovi, o Ježišovi, ktorý ide pred nami.
The very first chapter tells us how Jesus sat down at the majesty in heaven.
Úplný začiatok hovorí o tom, ako Ježiš sedí a má majestát v nebi.
When you come down to chapter 4,
a keď prídeme k kapitole 4,
and you come to verse 14,
k veršu 14,
I'll start reading in verse 14.
Začnem čítať verš 14.
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who's gone to the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess.
Keďže máme vznešeného veľkňaza, ktorý prenikol nebesia, Ježiša, Božieho syna, držme sa vyznania.
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin.
Veď nemáme veľkňaza, ktorý by nemohol spolucítiť s našimi slabosťami, ale veľkňaza, ktorý bol vo všetkom skúšaný, ale nedopustil sa hriechu.
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Pristúpme teda s dôverou k trónu milosti, aby sme dosiahli milosrdenstvo a našli milosť a pomoc v pravý čas.
There is very important truth taught in this passage.
Je tam dôležitá pravda sprostredkovaná v tejto stati.
It says we have a high priest who understands our problems.
Hovorí, že máme veľkňaza, ktorý rozumie našim problémom.
He can sympathize with our weaknesses and our needs.
Dokáže súcitiť s našimi potrebami a slabosťami.
Because you see, Jesus Christ, the high priest, became a man and walked on this earth as we walk.
Lebo Ježiš Kristus, veľkňaz, prišiel na zem, stal sa človekom a žil ako my.
He faced all the problems you will ever face in your life.
Stretol sa so všetkými problémami, ktoré stretávajú aj nás.
And yet the Bible said he faced them without sin.
A Biblia nám hovorí, že sa s nimi vyrovnal bez hriechu.
It says therefore we can come to him with confidence.
A preto môžeme k nemu pristupovať s dôverou.
We can come to him with boldness.
So smelosťou.
We can walk into his presence.
Môžeme vstúpiť do jeho prítomnosti.
That again is the great privilege of prayer.
To znova je skvelé privilégium modlitby.
To think that you can go to God with your particular needs.
Len keď si pomyslíme, že môžeme prísť pred Boha s našimi konkrétnymi potrebami.
And he understands the very feelings of your heart.
A on rozumie pocitom nášho srdca.
You can say to God, "Oh God, you know what I just learned."
Môžete povedať Bohu, ty vieš, čo som práve zažil.
Lord, you know how I feel.
Vieš, ako sa cítim.
You know what I just came to understand.
Vieš, čo som práve pochopil.
Lord, help me.
Pomôž mi, Bože.
And we have a high priest who understands those innermost feelings of our hearts.
A máme veľkňaza, ktorý chápe tie najvnútornejšie pocity a problémy.
The Bible says we can have confidence.
A Biblia nám hovorí, že môžeme mať dôveru.
That he understands us.
Že nám rozumie.
And that we can receive mercy and grace to help in time of need.
A že môžeme prijať milosť a milosrdenstvo v pravý čas.
My challenge to you this morning is to take advantage of this great opportunity that we have.
Vyzývam vás toto ráno, aby sme využili tú príležitosť, ktorú máme.
Take advantage of this great privilege that the veil has been rent and we have access directly to God himself.
Využijme to privilégium, že opona bola roztrhnutá a máme priamy prístup k Bohu.
And understand the invitation that we are invited to come into his presence freely.
A pochopme, že sme pozvaní prichádzať slobodne k nemu.
And God stands ready to help us in our time of need.
A Boh čaká pripravený pomôcť nám v čase, keď to potrebujeme.
I believe more than anything else for the Christian. I believe more than anything else for the Christian.
Yes, you need to follow the whole sentence.
God wants to have this relationship with us.
A verím, že Boh chce mať takýto vzťah s nami, kresťanmi.
The door is open for us.
Dvere sú pre nás otvorené.
But we must go through it.
A my musíme cez ne prejsť.
Prayer you must actually do.
Modlitbu musíte naozaj vykonávať.
Let us thank the Lord this morning for this great privilege.
Poďakujeme Bohu dnes ráno za toto privilégium.
And let us ask God to put a burden on our hearts to fellowship with him in prayer.
A poprosme ho, aby sme dokázali budovať tento vzťah v našich srdciach s ním v modlitbe.
Our Father, we thank you for the great privilege of prayer this morning.
Bože, ďakujeme ti za to privilégium modlitby toto ráno.
Forgive us for all those times, Father, we've ignored your very presence.
Odpusť nám všetky tie chvíle, keď sme ignorovali tvoju prítomnosť.
And help us to learn to enjoy the privilege of communication with you.
A pomôž nám naučiť sa tej radosti z komunikácie s tebou.
Thank you, Father, for the great sacrifice you have given to us.
Vďaka ti, Bože, za tú obeť, ktorú si pre nás vykonal.
And we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
A ďakujeme ti v mene nášho Pána Ježiša Krista.
Amen.
Amen.